Very, very bizarre.
It's cheesy, it's psychedelic, it's science fiction.
Frederick's very bizarre. Very bizarre. Philosophers. It's mind altering.
Alright, let's go somewhere else. You want a piece of gum? Alright. Right there if you want one later. Oh, don't worry about that.
Time's up, please. tell you the deal. We're gonna have to get on to the phone. We already have done the deal.
Fear of words can drive you insane, particularly words thought, but unspoken. These words lose form and fill with emotion, meaning fragments. The linguistic symbol becomes nothing more than a splattered teardrop.
Like Space Ghost said to Laurie Anderson, we're trying to keep the ratings up, so please, don't do any of your art here.
Schizophrenia may be a natural consequence of literacy.
Who said that?
Marshall McLuhan. Change your word. And change your world. Instead of saying should,
what?
Try changing that to I will.
Why should I?
For example, I should make a podcast and let people know what I think.
You really should.
I could change that to I will make a podcast. I did make a podcast.
For better or worse.
As technology advances, it reverses the characteristics of every situation again and again. The age of automation is going to be the age of do-it-yourself. Marshall McLuhan.
I need you to sit over here, please. I need you to sit over here. Just for a minute, I'm going to just tell you a little parable.
There was a farmer who had a wild horse, a beautiful stallion, jump over his fences and join his stable of horses. A neighbor came up and said, "Oh my goodness, you are so lucky." The farmer responded, "Maybe." The next day, his son was trying to break in a new horse. and he was thrown from the horse and his leg was broken. Another neighbor came up and said, "Oh, that's horrible news about your son breaking his leg." Farmer said, "Maybe." The following day, a group of soldiers showed up looking to recruit the farmer's son into the army. When they saw his broken leg, they realized that there was no point in trying to recruit him. A neighbor came up and said, "Boy, wasn't that fortunate of that?" Farmer turned and looked at him and said, "Maybe." Comments, Toby. They've been drying up lately. So I have to ask myself the same question. Being able to laugh at yourself is the ultimate sign of maturity.
Ha!
One final question. Who is the homunculus in your Cartesian theater?